Technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour here on this Thursday, January 29, 2026 edition. A story that just keeps going on and on and on and on. Cannot get rid of this story. Don't understand how this thing is going to turn out in the end. But a number of groups have come together to voice their opinions in a fight over whether Enbridge's Line 5 tunnel project should move forward. In general, the opposition filed briefs this past Friday, arguing that the Michigan Environmental Protection Act and the common law public trust doctrine requires that the Michigan Public Service Commission to fully evaluate the alleged pollution and environmental impairments of the project prior to final permit approval. According to the Attorney General Dana Nessels, Michigan Supreme Court brief, quote, "Unfortunately, the state has not always fulfilled its public trust obligation when it comes to Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac," end quote. Specifically pointing to the 1953 easement, which was granted without, quote, "due findings that the state must make before such an easement may be validly conveyed," end quote. Okay, let me get this straight, Dana. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General. You're basing part of your arguments going all the way back to 1953? Really? I mean, what about the statute of limitations to be able to use that as even an argument? I mean, this easement has been in place since that time. So now all of a sudden you're going to claim the actions of the people back in 1953 is relevant to today? I mean, where did you get your law degree from? I mean, again, this easement, folks, has been in place for 73 years. Well, additionally, her brief also partially supports the Flow Water Advocates' appeal and questions the Michigan Public Service Commission's permit authorization, stating that it was critically important that the thorough environmental review must be completed. Well, the parties have until February 13th to file replies. And in March, the Michigan Supreme Court will hear oral arguments alongside a related appeal from the Coalition of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Ottawa Indians, Bay Mills Indian Community, Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, as well as the Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Michigan Climate Action Network. In the case, the plaintiffs argue that the MEPA, Michigan Environmental Protection Act, requires the Michigan Public Service Commission to scrutinize on a complete record of Enbridge's proposal in order to construct the 4-mile-long pipeline tunnel. The MPSC conditionally approved a permit back in December of 2023 for Enbridge's proposed Line 5 pipeline tunnel to be built in the Straits of Mackinac. Well, February of last year, 2025, the Michigan Court of Appeals affirmed that order, granting the permit. Dana Nessel has basically lost every single case that she's brought against Enbridge and this tunnel project. Now asking the Michigan Supreme Court as the last court to be able to hear their arguments. Well, the Supreme Court themselves wants the parties to address whether the legislature, state representatives, state senators, requires that the Michigan Public Service Commission comply with common law public trust doctrine when it enacted the MEPA. And if not, whether the doctrine requires such compliance. In addition to Nessel, the Great Lakes Business Network filed a brief supporting Flo's challenge of the Michigan Public Service Commission's issuance of that permit. Their attorney, Bruce Wallace, filing on behalf of Great Lakes Business Network, said the very survival of members of the business network and countless other businesses in Michigan depends on the health of the Great Lakes. The catastrophic risk the proposed tunnel poses for the lakes would have devastating impacts on our businesses, end quote, said the attorney. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Let's just stop and look at this. You tree huggers, environmentalists, all you people that are against this, started off being against the pipeline. Initially, back in the day, that was your beef, was that the pipeline, which is laying on the floor of the Straits of Mackinac, was exposed to potential breakage. A large freighter in the middle of a storm could throw out its anchor, hook onto the pipeline, and break it apart. Well, Enbridge then put in the technology to be able to automatically, without any human activity at all, that if there ever was a difference in the pressure of that pipeline, either on the north side or the south side, that the pumps would immediately shut off. Humans wouldn't even have to do it. It would be done automatically. I believe Ryan Duffy told me on this show years ago that it was only a 0.1% pressure difference would trigger the pumps to shut down. Additionally, they also installed the capability to reverse and start sucking out the remaining materials in the pipeline. As soon as the pump shut down, they would then automatically reverse and start sucking out the materials until they start getting clear water, knowing that they got all their petroleum products out of the pipeline. So Enbridge went and spent that money to install that technology. Governor Rick Snyder, back in the day, appointed a board to study this issue. What is absolutely the safest and best way to transport petroleum products for refining downstate and also in Sarnia, Canada? They looked at rerouting it around on the Canadian side. They looked at doing it by trucks. They looked at doing it by rail. They looked at doing it with a new tunnel. This commission, Republicans, Democrats, independents, business people, people with experience in the oil industry, were all part of this commission, and they came up with the best, safest way to do this would be the tunnel project. Well, now all these people are claiming that the tunnel could end up having environmental problems because of the bedrock that they'd be drilling through. This is absolutely amazing that they are still fighting this. And here's the thing, people. From the time that Rick Snyder's commission recommended a tunnel, and the Democrats, the tree huggers, the environmentalists, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, had been running on and getting elected to fight the pipeline, this thing could have been built already. This is absolutely amazing. Well, bottom line, Eagle is currently reviewing a new modified Enbridge Great Lakes Tunnel Project permit application. In November, Eagle sought additional information, which they provided. January 13th, Eagle was asked by Enbridge to extend the deadline to February 27th before the final permit would be approved by Eagle. February 27th is the next deadline. We'll find out more. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment here on this Thursday, January 29th of today's show. Watching, monitoring live in the background, Fox News. President Trump is holding his first cabinet meeting of 2026. All the secretaries of the various cabinets positions are there. And he's also mentioning that the Senate, U.S. Senate, is in the process of holding a test vote regarding the government shutdown as the Democrats threaten a shutdown if funding for ICE is included in the budget continuing resolution. Kind of interesting that they are taking this test vote today, Thursday, before Saturday's deadline. Because at midnight on Saturday, January 31st, if they don't have a deal, the government shuts down. And President Trump is already blaming it on the Democrats, claiming that the Republicans are ready to keep the government open and pay all the services required to run the federal government. And the Democrats are threatening not to allow even a floor vote. So that's why they're doing test vote today, to see if, in fact, the Senate Democrats are going to hold firm on their threat. Kind of interesting. Well, we have confirmed the band that will be playing 4th of July, Saturday, 4th of July, down at Liberty Mountain, USA. We haven't gotten the website up ready yet to start doing ticket sales, but we have, as the primary band, the end of the night band, right before the huge fireworks display, the party on Saturday, 4th of July, Liberty Mountain, USA, Clare County, in Farwell, Michigan, is going to be Mark Farner's American Band. The entire band is going to be there, and we are going to have one big party. Now, we're also looking at some other bands to be the warm-up bands for him, but it's going to be a fantastic concert, and we're looking forward to it. And again, the ticket sales are not ready just yet, but I have confirmation from the owners that I could make that announcement today. So Mark Farner's American Band will be the main event on Saturday, 4th of July, down at Liberty Mountain, USA. Tickets will be on sale online, and they're going to be utilizing Priceslide, Drew Spanding's company, to start off selling the tickets. As more and more people buy the tickets, you tell your friends about it. You bought tickets. You're going to go. You want them to show up with you, party with you. The price will then start to slide downward to the last final locked in bare minimum price. So kind of a neat concept. But as we get more and more people to buy tickets, the price will come down. Your credit card will not be charged until the final number has been obtained. So we're excited. Great, great event and a great amount of effort put into getting them booked and getting them confirmed. So come join us. Put it on your calendar. Saturday, 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party for Northern Michigan as well as downstate. This is going to be promoted in southeastern Michigan, west Michigan, northern Michigan, all across the state. So we're excited, looking forward to it. Then also, tickets are for sale right now online for 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, the 7th annual Antrim County Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig is going to smoke the pork for us. We're going to have candidates there July 18th. Now, folks, that's just going to be a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. So I'm sure we'll get acceptance by quite a few of the candidates to come and want to participate in our event. If you want to get a link to the tickets for that event, text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you directly a link to acconservatives.org. You can read the post about the event and then go up in the top right corner and click on the yellow donate button. When you do so, our PayPal account will open, not yours, but ours. And all you have to do is change the zero to the dollar sign for the amount of tickets you want to buy. Fill out the information. Now, if you're buying more than one ticket, you need to put a note to the seller in the box. That will give you the opportunity to put in the names of everybody coming and then put in your credit card and push donate. And then you'll get an email from our PayPal account as your receipt for your donation. That is your ticket. So you can either print out the email or take a picture of it on your phone and show that to the security folks out at the gate, and they'll let you in and cross your name off the list. Saturday, July 18th, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.